The year is around 1920, and in this picture you see the deaconess Ruth Hedin preparing medicine. You can tell that Ruth was a fully trained deaconess from her cap and bow. Both were received at the ordination ceremony, which took place after the completion of her training. That training unfolded in several stages. First as a student, then as a probationary sister, and finally, ordination as a deaconess. It combined theoretical study with hands-on practice, and a capable student or probationary sister could be entrusted with significant responsibilities even before her ordination. In the early decades of Erste Diakonie, all deaconesses were nurses. Later, they could choose between a nursing path and what we today would recognise as social work. After completing their training, they were sent wherever the need was greatest. This might be a hospital, a poor relief institution, a parish in Sweden or abroad, and at times even to areas affected by war.